Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Can you believe it's that time already? We're back to it, baby. The one and only Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name is Mal. This is show 167. If you're keeping track at home, and I know you are. That's weird. But anyway, yes. Onward and upward. Radio St. Pete management has not found the loophole to yet fire me. But they're working. They're trying their hardest. But I fight through for you, the listener. And for indie music. Yes. All that's lies. Everything is lies. Everything in the world is a lie. Oh, kicking the show off. Such a downer. Debbie Downer. In case you haven't noticed, it's raining lava and not water. So summer is officially here in the sunny St. Petersburg area. Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, Melton. The asphalt's on fire. Car tires are just falling off the rims as you're driving to work. Nary a drop of rain. I think it hasn't rained here in 78 years, which is weird. We're in the middle of the world's worst drought in the history of droughts. That's not true either, but we are sadly in the need of some rain. I miss rain. I love rain. I always thought I should live in like Seattle because I always love the rain. I wish it would rain every day. Never been to Seattle. I think I couldn't afford things there, so I don't go there. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's a funny... and in case you were wondering, of course, this show is being filmed before a live feline audience. My cat Destructo is here, getting into all kinds of trouble, digging around in the wires, much to the chagrin of Radio St. Pete management. He's gotten into the studio. He's chewing on wires. And my show could cut out at any moment. But hey, don't worry about that. Here's music for your ears.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Klaatu, Verada.
Okay, then.
That's it.
Now, all on one super horror showcase, over 4.5 hours of non-stop all-scare terror, starring Christopher Lee, Lex Barker, John Ashley, and the all-dead inhuman creatures from the Tombs of Doom. Chiller Carnival of Blood. Go to see Chiller Carnival of Blood in Super Creature Color, rated GP.
Dr. Satan and his Shrieks in the Night. If you think you've seen horror shows before, we warn you, this new kind of show is completely unlike anything you have ever seen. The action takes place in the audience. You'll be surrounded by the most hideous horde of horror creatures ever to walk on the earth. You'll see back from their graves, fiendish vampires who drink human blood, living corpses, werewolves, ghost women, 1001 nightmarish creatures. Girls, do you have the nerve to meet the Invisible Man? He puts his arms around you. You can't see him, but you feel his presence. What a new thrill. Dr. Satan hypnotizes everyone in the audience, including you. You'll see the slave maidens at the mercy of hideous beasts. Human sacrifices, death on the slab. So scary, your blood will run cold. Dr. Satan has appeared in person with and startled George Gobel, Donald O'Connor, Orson Welles, Jack Bailey, Art Baker, and many others. Ed Johnson of the New York News wrote, "At long last, I have seen a horror show even scarier than advertised. A horror show strictly in a class by itself. If it's thrills you want, thrills you'll get when you see Dr. Satan's Shrieks in the Night."
Minnie me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Dora?
How about a what?
How about you, Dora?
What are you...
How about you, Dora?
I don't even...
How about you, Dora?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
Ah, yes. That was Dirty Fuse from the 2013 release Surf Betica. I played Why I Smoke Cocaine, Don't Let Me Down, Nargile? I'm a Junkie and Junkie's Pain. Whatever. Good surf. Weird song titles, but good surf music. And then, of course, I played some Dr. Satan. Spooky. So, yeah. If I did get a new group, I can't premiere them this week because I left the files on my other computer and I'm dumb. But I did find a group called Convoy. They play Voy. They play honky-tonk / country covers of awesome punk songs. At least the CD I had. They gave me a lot of different music. They're great album. They're very kind of fun, kind of funny. Good musicians, though. Great concept. I think you'll dig them. They just sent me the whole zip file saying, here's the stuff. And I was like, oh, thank you, my God. Because I heard the CD. I went to Interpunk. I don't work for them. I just like them. They're a place that I think they buy out clearance stuff, or oftentimes they create, like boxes that you just send them $20 and they send you 20 CDs. I've done this numerous times. Every time I get the box, of course there's some that you're like, yuck, but mostly it's good punk music, good, interesting stuff, different stuff, very fun. Anytime I get one of those, we'll send you a box of something for some amount of money. As long as it's reasonable, I always do it. I think there's one called Suburban Homes Records or Suburban Records, something like that. They do that too. I haven't done that for a long time for them. But Interpunk, I think this is like the third box I've gotten from them. And a lot of times, as I'm listening to them, I contact these bands because they are right up the indie circuit's alley, you know. And more often than not, they reply back saying, that'd be awesome. Case in point, Convoy. So, yeah, I'll be playing them next week again. I'm sorry I forgot them this week. It was just a flub on my side. But don't worry. They'll be played early and often.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
I'm My baby dance a hickey pumpkin. 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 I saw a kid on dance the line.
Because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee, the baddest one-chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Well, I killed them all.
Coffee, she's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black. Coffee's hot. And sometimes, as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee. Always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem. Here comes Coffee. The godmother of them all.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh yeah, that was quite possibly my second favorite band of all time, Lulu's Marble. They were a band that came and went, and dang, I wish I could have gotten more. I wish they could have done more. The lead singer passed away. Anyway, I played for you. What did I play for you? Wow. I played Jack the Ripper. Then I played Lan La La Love. Then I played Thrill Machine. Then I played Hanky Panky. Then I played Coffee. Because she's a bad gal from the something. No good. I'm not good at that. Hey, before I forget, which I probably will anyway, make sure you go to projectpinball.org. That's a 501c that helps put pinball machines in children's hospitals where they need a little bit of laughter. And really incredible stuff they do. I've even heard they put in some mental health facilities, and that's like used as a reward for good behavior for children that have, you know, troubles. So whatever, you know, go on their site, donate, or buy some of their raffle tickets. They always have some kind of raffle going on that generates money for them, but also, you know, you get a chance of winning something, which is yay for you. But really, you win when you donate to such a good organization. Could also say go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find some of my many other shows. I do like 20 a week. That's a lie. But anyway, I do this one. Then I do one called Asian Cult Cinema. That's also on Radio St. Pete. You can look them up in the audio archives sections, and you can hear the whole show in its entirety on each one. And there's lots of them up there because I do every week I upload the full shows. Or if you go to bunchofdorks.com, there you're going to find one called Slow Robot A Go-Go. And that's a B-movie review show I do with Dr. Morbius. Dr. Morbius is also on the Asian Cult Cinema most of the time. And we relish the world of crazy bad movies. I don't know, what can I tell you? I'm a glutton for punishment. And that, my pain is your gain. So, weird. We won't be reviewing Pain or Gain from The Rock. That's not in the repertoire. But this is Here's Music for Your Head.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
We'll be right back. give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Mark!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Who needs a radio? Yes, I played. That was Red Morris from the CD Lady Rose and his guitar-rific stylings. Very 80s Steve Vai sounding. Anyway, Black Eyes, Celtica, and part of Lady Rose. I looked up and I was like, wait, what? Oh my god, I forgot what it's like when somebody plays like actual song-length songs. Most everyone I plays is in and out in about half a minute or so. That's why you have 12 songs per music slot, but that's okay too. Hey, whatever, right? Whatever. I think that's about it for this week. I am going to drop in, I'll be back after this last music break, because I think we all know where this last music break is going, don't we? If you're a fan of the show, then you know what's coming up next. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, the world famous, the 5678s. Ah, cross promo. I also did Asian Cult Cinema coming up. I did show 53 and 54. I did a retrospective on Kill Bill Part 1 and Kill Bill Part 2. And of course, the 5678s were the ones playing in the House of Blue Leaves, I think was the name of the House of the Blue Leaves, which is one of the most famous, iconic fight scenes in the movie. Anyway, so here they are. Sit back, close your eyes, let the awesomeness wash over your brain.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Ah, wonderful, oh wonderful. That was the 5678s, of course. It was off a... I Was a Teenage Cave Woman. That's the name of the CD. I played Edie is a Sweet Candy, I Was a Teenage Cave Woman, and of course, Pinball Party. Yowza. I have... Everything they've ever done in the history of ever. So, you're going to probably get some really deep cuts on some of these CDs and some of these more obscure stuff. I have invested heavily, and boy, am I glad I did, because they are awesome. One of my favorite bands of ever. And then, of course, I followed up with the pretentious Sean Connery talking about his drinking problem. But it sounds so cool when he does. I'm a big fan of those... Bond movies. I got the whole box set of Blu-ray, you know, and I watch them often. I don't know. It was a better time and a dumber time. And speaking of dumber times, it's time for me to say goodbye. This has been Nini Circuit. My name's Mal, and I'll see you next week with more shenanigans.